All eyes are on the Federal Reserve today. The bank's policymaking board is meeting and expected to make an announcement at 2:30 East Coast time about what, if anything, the Fed will do to react to a spate of bad economic numbers in the U.S., yesterday's stock market drops around the world, Europe's debt, and the new U.S. downgrade. Economists like Ken Rogoff of Harvard say they certainly should do something right away. But with benchmark interest rates already near 0%, what can the Fed do? Benjamin Applebaum is Washington correspondent for The New York Times. Benjamin, the Fed chair Ben Bernanke said earlier in the summer, in effect, he wanted to sit on the sidelines a little more. But you're also hearing from analysts that he shouldn't wait too long?
You know, there's a lot of people who are extremely concerned that the Fed is going to wait too long to act. It's already done a lot. It's feeling kind of tired and constrained, but the problems aren't solved. The unemployment rate is still above 9%. The Fed is responsible for keeping it as low as possible. Growth is flagging. The Fed is responsible for that. And, you know, frankly, no one else is doing anything about it. Congress has gone off on vacation, and the Fed is sort of left alone in Washington to deal with these problems.
Well, you say that one thing the Fed can do at 2:30 is say they're going to stay the course. You know, they've kept these interest rates so low. They've bought up $2.9 trillion in debt, things like U.S. Treasury bonds and other things like, you know, securitized mortgages. So they can say that they're going to, you know, kind of maintain that. But then what else can they do?
Right, so that's the minimum. I mean, earlier this year, we were looking forward to this fall. By now, we thought the Fed would start to unwind the things it had done. It would be absolutely shocking if they did that now. That's the minimum expectation, is that they'll keep doing what they're doing. They could promise to keep doing it for longer. That would be, you know, one step further down the road. They could make some minor adjustments to the various ways that they're supporting the economy, which might have minor effects, minor benefits to the economy. And then there's the big ticket item, which is that they could announce that they're going to start buying treasuries and mortgage-backed securities again on some new vast scale.
Is this quantitative easing?
That's what they call it, right? Quantitative easing.
Right. Well, and they did this up to the beginning of the summer, and it seemed to work. Of course, now we're in a whole new ballgame. What about printing money? Both Larry Summers and Alan Greenspan have recently said, you know, sort of downplayed any crisis now by saying, well, that's what the Federal Reserve, what the government can do.
Well, the Fed controls the amount of money in circulation, and that can be very effective to help an economy sometimes. But our problem right now seems to be demand. Banks are sitting on vast amounts of money. They can't lend it out. Businesses are sitting on vast amounts of money. They don't want to build new factories or invest it in other ways. There's lots of money washing through the economy. The problem is that people don't want to use it or can't use it.
Benjamin, we want to ask you about that. When you say banks can't lend it out, why not?
They can't find customers. Well, I should actually couch that a little bit. They say they can't lend it out. They say they can't find customers who meet their criteria, who are good bets for using that money. Some customers feel like the banks have become more tight-fisted, applied harsher standards to qualifying people for credit, and that they'd like loans they can't get. But the bottom line is that the loans aren't being made. The economic activity isn't happening. And there's no evidence that we're being constrained by a lack of money. There's plenty of money. What there's not enough of is risk-taking and renewed activity and spending of that money.
Well, in corporate America, it has had, you know, some of its best success and most cash in recent memory. And, you know, members of corporate America are saying that they're just kind of hesitant to use their money to hire because they don't know what, you know, is in the future. They fear what new regulations may be there. Some people are saying that that's just a stalling tactic. But bottom line, you know, historically, is it the Fed that can fix this?
You know, the Fed's powers are limited. It's a really good question because I think there's this perception that the Fed can come riding to the rescue of the economy and wave its wand and everything will be all right. And the truth is that the Fed's powers are limited. It has the ability to fiddle with the knobs of the economy, to provide a little bit more money, to push down interest rates, to encourage investors to buy riskier assets. But these are tinkering at the margin. And the ability to set the economy aright, it's not within the Fed's power. That's something that needs to happen more organically. It's something that Congress, frankly, could do more about than the Fed can.
Well,
Bernanke has been explicit about that.
Well, that brings a one last question, Benjamin. Is anyone saying that President Obama should call Congress back from summer recess and get on this?
Well, I mean, you certainly heard some pundits saying that. I don't know how realistic it is, but there is a sense of tremendous frustration in the markets with Congress's recent behavior, with their failure to do things that would be beneficial, with their recent record of doing things that aren't so wonderfully helpful. I don't know, maybe it's better that they're off now.
Benjamin Applebaum, Washington correspondent for The New York Times. And in the couple seconds we have, we do expect that some announcement, though, at 2:30 East Coast time today.
2:15. They'll be out with an announcement about what they intend to do.
Okay. Benjamin, thanks so much.
Thank you.